Hi, this is Giddy, and I'm hanging out with
good old Lux
for another episode of Dirty Bathwater Dating After 50.
Yay!
The wonderful, beautiful 50.
Oh, the pain of it all.
So, you know, I've been watching some romantic movies and thinking about, like what we promised, the lessons we can get from love, right?
Yes, yes, definitely.
And one I didn't really think about as romantic, I'm going to talk about.
Which one's that one, Kitty?
Well, it's the sequel to Top Gun.
Oh.
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, of course, is still handsome, you know, over 50, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. That guy, he's got some work, Kitty, though. Who, you know? Come on.
I don't know. He says he hasn't. I'm not going to challenge anyone. I mean, who am I to challenge anyone?
Yeah. He says he hasn't gotten any work? How is that possible?
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the movie, but if you watch the movie, you'll see that he's got lines and stuff. And actually, even during a preview there, he's being really real with himself. He's looking good for his age, but it's not like he doesn't look like he did in the first movie, Top Gun.
Well,
but
he was,
part of it, he's physically fit and all this stuff, right?
Oh, God. And that's where I'm not. Okay, but let's go on.
Don't worry about this. No. Well, anyways, it was interesting about it. What kind of lesson? Well, I think what got me is that he was reunited with his girlfriend from the first movie.
She didn't age very well. I'm so sorry to say. What do you
think? I don't know. I think she looks really good.
Oh, then again, what do I know?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you saw, but in the movie, she looks good.
You know, I just saw a little clip and I thought, is that the same person? But she was like, what, 19 when she
I'm probably, if people look at me, I probably don't look like I did at 19.
Yeah, that's true. That's not fair.
I mean, 19 kind of looks like 12 now or 10 if you look at people that are 19.
It's so funny. You're right. I cannot tell the difference. I'm like, shouldn't you be in diapers? I'm just kidding.
And that's the ones you usually go out after.
Giddy, come on.
Okay, so the reason I brought up Maverick, which is what the Top Gun sequel is called, is because they're after me.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't have shoplifted today.
Giddy, drop everything.
No, I stole someone's heart. How about that?
Oh, no, Giddy. Is it true? Is that something happened?
No, that's my joke.
Okay, got it.
You know, the cops are after me because I stole someone's heart.
Oh, got it. Okay, got it.
That's my joke for today. That was my movie sound effect. The point I was making is that at one point in the movie, you know, they kept getting back together again. At one point in the movie, her daughter came out and said to Tom Cruise, I can't remember his character's name, but she said, don't break my mom's heart again.
Whoa. How did your daughter look? Did she look just like her when she was young?
No, she's a little girl. She's a little girl.
Oh, tiny.
I mean, well, not tiny, but like a teenager, you know?
Okay, got it. Huh. So it's so funny, Giddy, that you would say that, because I have a buddy who told me it was the most exciting, excitement and a dude movie. And then you're telling me it was a love movie. I'm like, wait a minute.
It was about being the best you can be, and Tom Hanks at his best. I think it was an incredible fast movie and stuff, but there's always a side plot. There's always a romantic thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so, you know, you get to see him reunite with his friends, you know, in the past, and also reunite with one of his first loves. And
wow.
I think that's really, it's subplots. It's really written well, so that you'll have a good characterization.
Huh. I wonder how much that happens, Giddy. I mean, how would you act if you met one of those dudes? I'm not going to say too much because you'll slap me. But a dude, when you met him when you were 20 and he said he wanted to marry you, how would you act with him now if you saw him right now?
I guess it would depend what he looks like and doesn't have any money. I'm just kidding.
Kitty.
Well, you're asking right now. I don't know. You know, I mean, so, but, you know, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of movies have a lot of subplots, action movies, you know, and things like that.
Yeah.
And so I know what we're going to talk about today. We're going to kind of talk about relationships lasting.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another movie to think about. And I really didn't even know this movie until she mentioned this in her book. I'm looking at a book by Leslie Halprin, and it's 200 love lessons from the movies. It's called Staying Moonstruck for Life.
Talking about Moonstruck, we'll talk about it later.
All right. So it's called Up in the Air. It was done 2009. And George Clooney and Vera Farmiga, I guess that's how you say her name. Anyways, Vera and George together in a romantic drama. And now Clooney, he's a pilot, another pilot, and he's flying around the country, you know, flying people around for companies that are unwilling to do it themselves. And so he's also a motivational speaker. Well, he ends up, you know, meeting somebody, but he's so used to having casual relationships. But there comes this guy in his life that he ends up having to mentor. And when he mentors this man, the guy tries to bail out of a wedding, his wedding.
Oh, wow.
And so he convinces him to, you know, he should go through it, you know, go through, makes he Mr. Casual.
Yeah.
Makes this speech to help this guy to get married after all. So he shouldn't have, you know, he shouldn't have, what do you call it? Not wet feet. What do you call it?
Yeah. What is that called? Stage fright? No, not stage fright.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I can't think today. I've been working all day. But anyways, and so he goes through.
Oh, he had diarrhea.
No.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
So he goes through the marriage. But anyways, I think it's funny because the lesson learned is everybody needs a co-pilot, but not necessarily for the entire flight. So sometimes he was Mr. Casual, and sometimes, you know, sometimes you have to think about your life.
Yeah.
It's so busy. Today I leave my windows open because it's 68 and it feels really good after that big hot spell we've had in some of these states, right?
Yeah.
But now it feels cooler and I'm enjoying it, but it's the noisiest damn day I've ever heard, you know?
It's okay, Giddy. We can't really hear it. Can we, people? I don't think anybody can hear it.
You don't hear the ambulances and stuff and the fire trucks and everything.
Yeah, what'd you do, Giddy? You murder
As
someone
I
else?
Said, I stole someone's heart. Anyways, so I just think the idea of everybody needs a co-pilot, but not necessarily for the entire flight. I think when you think about that, reminds me of an article that you found about gray divorces.
Yeah, first of all, I didn't even know that there was something called gray divorces.
Well, that's only because they think some of us have gray hair.
Yeah, and some of us don't. So stop it. No, I'm just kidding. You know, Giddy, I'm so tired of them always labeling everything. We're always labeled on everything. Why is that? Before I go into this, I'm just tired of, you know, you're consistently labeled. And as we get older and, you know, we blossom in this world, more labels, everything, more labels of this, you know, you're either blah, you're either this, you're either that. What is up with labels?
But at the same time, you know, most of the people, they just say gray and over 50, like we're old and haggard and worn out. And I mean, there are some people, and I've had my days, but then you look at someone like Christy Brinkley.
She's hot.
And she's young. I mean, she's not young, but she looks young.
She's
but
like
she's
50.
Young at heart.
Yeah.
But they don't think her of the same way. They're like, all you other people get to the, you know, get to the side, this is the left side of the room. Christy Brinkley, you're special.
Just because you look good, you know, that, come on, give us all a break here. And define looking good. Don't, you know, Giddy, it's the reason why I'm talking about labels is that I had met this chick. Oh, shoot, I'm going on a tangent. I'll talk about that later. And just the key word for me to bring it back up, because you know I forget everything, Giddy, is say moon festival. Moon festival. And then I'll remember.
Is okay, everybody showing their butts?
I wish, because I'd be there right
moon
now.
Festival.
No. So yeah, so this is thing called gray divorce. And apparently it's been growing, and higher percentage of people over 50 are getting divorced, and then over 75, if you make it that long, extreme divorce. And it's happening with people that are I don't want to say normal, again, another label, but people that are medium
really age people over 75
are getting divorced, saying screw this because they don't want it anymore.
Because they must plan on living to 110 or something.
I guess, or they're just tired of it. And a lot of
that would be you, Lux. You'd be like, damn terrible. It, I want to live alone. Forget it.
Yeah, I want to watch football by myself. No, but
and you would be okay with that, wouldn't you?
Yes. Okay.
All Kitty, right,
you're right. Always painting this beautiful picture of me. so check this out. Okay, those of you right now are 50 something. If you're considering divorce, you know, first of all, I want to say
good. Then you can be part of this show.
Yeah, you'll be part of the show.
But so are you going to give them advice for sticking together? How many people are on a listening to a dating show? And they're just considering. That's pretty bad. I would hope that you already divorced by the time you turn in our show, not that you're considering it. Oh, now I'm going to divorce. Thank you, Lux.
Well, Giddy, you know what the reason why they're considering divorce?
Because they marry people like you?
Yes, besides that. Sex. The lack of sex.
See, you're not delivering.
Yeah, you're right. But can you believe that? So it's a lack of sex that people are saying, look, they're not tired, but they're just mutually not
okay,
interested.
Is it that the guy can't give it, or is it because he's too worn out? Or the woman wants more, or the woman, what does she need to do? She doesn't want it. Like, I'm done.
No, it's just that mutual attraction isn't there anymore.
And you know how you can change that?
Yeah. Dress sexier. I'm just
lots
kidding.
Of coconut oil, right?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, dance it up, and maybe we should talk about it later on. But anyway, so the reason why the segue, why I said, you know, people are going to say blah, 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 is because when you do that, big things happen. Big things happen to your health. In fact,
and to your body parts.
And
right?
to your, yes, body parts. Guys
big
tend
things
to.
Things happen.
Yeah, big things, little things. No, they shrink. But guys tend to gain a lot of weight after a divorce.
See, what I don't understand is why would guys gain weight after divorce? The wife's not cooking for them anymore.
I think because we start eating, is that me? No, I, you know, not to do another tangent.
Junk food?
But junk food. I did not know how big of a giant elephant I am now with a pot belly until this weekend. My brother took a picture of me and my son. And I was like, oh.
And you couldn't even see your son because you're like a big moon.
I was this big
and
old.
And covering up your son.
This bubble moon with his triple chin. And but to tell the truth,
that's
first,
not true, you know.
No, yes,
by the
it
way,
is.
Audience, it's not true.
Yes, it is. Okay, she's just a sweetheart to me. But so it's this out. So I saw the picture. I took a picture of him with my son. And I thought, oh no, my poor brother, he's pretty big, right? Oh no, the poor thing, he's pretty big. And then I saw the picture of me. That was like, holy sh blank.
Your son is very thin, very tall and thin.
I guess so.
You know, the one thing, let me just warn everybody. Yeah. I love my daughters and I love to have photos with them, but I don't really like to be standing right near them because I always think I look young until I'm near these two beautiful young women. And then I go, I can see everything. And they go, Mom, you look great and stuff with their eyes. You see, they see, because I'm their mom, they see the beauty. But when I look at the photos, I go, oh my gosh, when you compare me to them, you know, you see a number of years difference and you can see it. So that's the one thing. Take photo, you know, go to a nursing home next time and take photos and you'll go, oh wow, I'm looking young.
I feel great. I look great. Or Photoshop. Photoshop yourself when you were 25, right?
But you know what's really good about, you know, I know a lot of people have filters and we say, oh, that's bad. You should be
yourself.
I don't
like that, Kitty.
But sometimes what's good about filters is if you look at yourself and you see yourself in that improved state, you feel good all day. Wow, I really do look good. Why should you look at your wrinkles all day?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to break mirrors and avoid glass and walk, you know what? But you're right. You know, Giddy, there's a psychological advantage. advantage for that, because if you feel good and you look good, and even though you use the filter, you make yourself look hot, I think you're going to probably.
Yeah, what I do is when, if someone requests a photo, now using my first photo could be accidentally really good, but often it just looks weird or something. It looks horrible.
Oh, tell me about
it. And I'm like,
no.
And then I try it again. Then maybe the third photo looks good. But sometimes in your first photo, for whatever reason, maybe you're trying too hard, it doesn't look good. Now, I could just send that first photo. Here's me in my worst moment. But I learned a long time ago when I had this friend, and she was convinced she wanted to look really natural to everybody. Mm. So what she did is 3 a.m,
oh, God.
She took photos of herself.
Oh, God.
No makeup on and just getting out of bed, and she says, I'm going to show everybody what I look like at 3 a.m, just waking up. You know, I don't know if she set an alarm clock or not. She looked horrible. We're like, why in the heck would you even take a photo, number one? Two, why would you send it to anybody? And she goes, well, this is what I really look like at my worst. And I'm like, okay, you win.
Yeah, you win. Yes. Oh, God. But the reason why I wanted to say that too, Giddy, is that just that there's a lot of things that you got to think about if you decide to take that jump. Because according to the National Center for Family and Marriage Research, is that a great divorce brings in a lot of levels of depression
and high blood pressure
and
too,
high blood pressure, even more than when your spouse has died, and considerably a lot of weight gain, and again especially in men, so that's not a good thing. So you should, if you decide to get divorced, really have a game plan. Because if you're just going to get divorced because of the sexual thing, I would think kind of reconsider, right?
There is something very interesting about it. People that have money are less likely to get divorced.
You're right.
Because I do believe money issues are a big reason for a divorce. A lot of people say, money doesn't buy you happiness. It does make life go easier. And a lot of the fights, people have with their spouses or their partners have to do with money.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Because there's a lot of tension, a lot of stress. And that also, impacts impotence and everything else.
Yeah,
because, if you're talking about a guy, you need to go out and make some more money and all this stuff. And then he's not going to feel himself, so he's going to feel bad. And then he's not going to feel, attracted to you. And if what you're concerned about is money and he can't deliver, that's not going to help. Or if he's looking, all you women are like, because right now you notice a lot of women get the jobs over men.
Yeah, it's true.
Not
it's
always,
very
but
true.
But in many cases, a woman and a guy in the same education, sometimes a woman will get the job because a company might be pursuing that. That doesn't happen. I mean, there's plenty of, white guys out there getting the job, trust me, in all races and ethnicities.
Yeah, yeah, that's
but
true.
But still, a man could feel like, he's left out. I always was in this occupation. And now how come she's getting this job and I can't get more money? She's making more money than me. He might feel pressured.
Giddy, you're so right, because a friend of mine who's an older gentleman like me, he divorced his wife because his wife was making more money than him. And she said she was taunting him, which I don't think he was. She was coming in and demanding him to do things. And he said, I've worked my ass off all my life and now I'm taking it easy and I'm not working anymore. It's her decision to work. And but now she's acting like she's a boss. I'm the boss, right? He comes from the old way. And it led to a divorce. So I could see that happening, Giddy. I could see that. It's another big thing is that once say that you take the leap and you say, I want a divorce, and you do it, and you escape not getting fat, you escape blood pressure, you escape all that stuff. Well, you got to realize that your circle of friends are a lot smaller now, because either they're dead or they're hooked up on something else. And another sad thing is
or they're hanging out with married people.
Married
and
people.
Single.
Yes. And another big thing, and it's sad, but maybe you're not physically fit and as active as you used to be. So, so you can't just get up and go to a bar, get up and do stuff because there's complications.
Yes, it's funny. Oh, you're not physically fit. Dang it, you can't go to a bar.
It's true though.
I mean you could say you're not going out to tennis or something.
Well, there was this fella that he lived across the street. He wore these big overalls and he was a stocky guy and he would drink every night and then he stopped drinking. He would go to a bar and come back because I'd find him laying by the corner before he made it to the house a few times because his body just gave up. And he couldn't drink. He couldn't handle his alcohol and just walk home. So, yeah, you got to remember that you're not 25 years anymore, 20 or 19. You can't drink like a, you know, like
or the just world. Walk to your ex's house.
Yeah. Or maybe have someone carry you. I don't know. Oh,
just kidding. But
what happens, Giddy, is that when after this 50 something, when you divorce and you're depressed and blah, 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 many addictions arise. So you get addicted from drugs. You'll get addicted from alcohol, gambling, even pornography. And there's no way to escape this addiction because you have a lot more time on yourself and nobody's calling the shots. Nobody's watching you, in other words. You don't have a partner who's watching you and saying, hey, dude, or, you know, what's up? You're doing it all yourself.
You're addicted to pornography, nobody's watching you.
No, it's going to fall off. I mean, you could have a day like mine usually. You know, you get up.
Like yours, where yours fell off?
No, but you're addicted to pornography. You wake up with that. Then you drink a little alcohol. Then you may gamble online. Then you smoke, blah, blah, blah. And by the time.
Then you eat a little too much.
Yeah, and you can't move. And so you're a mess. And you go to the.
And so you start again the whole process.
Exactly. Your stomach's okay the next morning. Or you barf it all up and isn't it beautiful to be single? I'm just saying, guys out there, that after
it reminds 50, me when I was young too.
Yeah. after you're 50, think a little bit before you take the leap. But take the leap if you're not happy, right?
Well, you know, you can seek counseling. It didn't necessarily work for me, but you can seek counseling.
Yeah.
I mean, counseling for both couples, you know, sometimes it helps people. You know, when I got divorced and I had everybody come to me and say, you know, I'm having a problem with my wife about this and that. And I told them, I'm not necessarily happy. I'm not happy. I'm getting divorced.
Yeah.
You know, and they go, but you're the one who initiated. Yeah. Well, yes and no. There was a lot of things that were done that made me think about it. But at the same time, yes. Did I say, yes, I wanted it? Did I go through it? Yeah. But was I happy about it? There is a grieving period. It's not all joy and wonderful things.
No.
And people think that, you know, oh, now you're single. Oh, when I first moved here, they go, oh, you're single. Wow, you can have a wild time.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had a wild time. I don't think I will. That's just not me.
No.
You know, that's not what I'm looking for. I mean, I want to, you know, I just wanted someone that, you know, a good friend I could hang with that I could actually trust.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's not all about, you know, I mean, we talk a lot. We want people to do whatever that it's right for them.
Yes.
But not everybody wants to just sleep around. And it's not that I'm saying that's bad, but I'm just saying some people are looking to connect with people, just to connect with people.
Yeah.
They want a friend.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. So that's what you guys got to do, man. Just connect. And yes, it's tough dating after 50. Giddy. So, I have a story.
Tell me about that moon festival.
So Giddy, so there's actually just last weekend, there was a moon festival and it's a fable. It's an Asian festival. Mostly, I think Chinese and Vietnamese.
Weren't you supposed to take me out to eat with your son?
I was.
Yeah. He blows me off all the time. He promises me one week and then he doesn't ever come through. Just telling you publicly, I'm shaming you right now. Okay, so whatever you got at that moon festival.
I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go?
I did not go because.
You were shamed already before you even went?
First of all, I didn't have a car. Right? Remember that?
So I thought you said you were going to have it. It was going to be out of the shop by then.
Well, there's this little thing that's called, there was this little penalty that it was suspended. So I had to pay the fine, and it takes 3 days before it's cleared if your insurance doesn't call up.
Yeah.
So I had to do that. So I couldn't drive. So I couldn't have my tags. Plus, I have a flat tire, many crappy things. So I didn't do anything. But so I was so embarrassed to tell this lady, because I thought, because I even told you, right, that my car, I'll have my car running this weekend, blah, 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 blah. And I was going to come over after, I was going to do that too. It was just going to be a coffee with this lady. So anyway, she contacted, we've been talking on Mattress Mate or what, Match.com?
Mattress Mate? What?
Yeah, Mattress Mate? No. Match.com.
Oh, Mattress Mate. Oh my God.
Yeah, we were talking on Mattress Mate, and turns out she's a bed bug. No, no. So,
spring into action on Mattress Mate.
Exactly. So, you know, I've been talking to her, and she was like, you know, we could meet for a cup of coffee. I said, yeah, that sounds great. In my head, I'm thinking, well, it has to be between blah, 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 because I have to pick up my son. So that's fine. She's pretty local, so that's okay. I said, okay. And I don't have the money right now, so even coffee sounded fine. Anyway, she says, did you know there's something romantic coming up? And I was like, oh, God, what is that? And she says, it's a moon festival. And it's a fable about a king who loses his wife. And you could see her appearance on the moon, right? It's really beautiful. I don't remember all of it. So I'm sorry if I don't. And she said, I would like to take a walk with you and under the moonlight and talk. And I said, that sounds wonderful. Let's do it. So the day shows up. I get that. I can't get my tags. So I call her up, and instead of saying, I didn't call her up, I text her. She doesn't want to talk to me yet, too, which was a little suspicious. But I text her, and I say, and she doesn't want to text. She wants to talk on Match.com. Maybe, I don't know, maybe she's, I don't know. Anyway, so I text her and say, hey, look, I can't
do it. Was her name Ralph?
No, it was Sam. No, I'm just kidding. So I tell her, look, I made up a stupid lie, which you should never do that. But I said, look, I was exposed to COVID, which I was again. My buddy, I can't say his name, had it again, right?
Right.
So I've been exposed constantly. And I said, I don't feel very good. I have kind of a scratchy. So when I did, I felt a little bit, but I didn't feel bad. But I had a good excuse. And she goes, she doesn't answer me all day.
Yeah.
She goes, they all say that. She goes all day, and then at 4 o'clock, she texts me. She says, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine. I hope you feel better, but I was talking to friends of mine. And they said that all people of your culture can't be trusted, and they're always playing games. And I was taken aback by that. I thought, what? What? And she says, but I know, you know, I'm not superficial like that. And I know they just said that I'm very naive. And that you know, they're just trying to protect me because of my friends. And, you know, I'm over 50. So even then they thought maybe, you know, something would happen. Yeah, like something's going to happen, right? But they didn't know that. So then she says that. And I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot believe you tell me. You,
it's that French blood you have.
I guess it is. But she said, so I felt really bad. But I also felt like it was my fault because I lied to her when I should have told her. But Giddy, if I told you, if I called you up and I said this, we're going to have a date. And I said, hey, look, my tags didn't come in because it's suspended.
No, I would be really thinking that you're a loser.
Exactly. So that's
so
why I didn't
think what
say
you
that.
Said is fine. Yeah. And I don't think, I mean, I don't, she may have just had second thoughts. It's easy. The thing is, it's very easy to have second thoughts, you know, and read into things that are not there regardless.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could very well be that, you know, her friends could say, you know, that French guy, he only wants one thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. So, but I felt, you know, in our day and our time, you know, I don't think that stuff is around, but I guess apparently it is. Oh, you're right. Maybe she just thought of whatever popped to her head and that's what she said. But I was kind of offended. I was kind of offended. And yeah, so
well, I don't worry about it. I mean, yeah. I think you'd have another chance. Just don't blow it again.
I don't know if I want to go out with somebody that thinks like that. That stereotypes my Frenchness as a, you know, as I'm just a lover.
Well, you've got a mixture in you, French, Latino.
Everything. Yeah,
you've got, you know. So I mean, I don't think that's it. I think that shouldn't stop you if you think she could be a good friend.
Yeah,
it's just a cup of coffee. What investment is that? It could be the best cup of coffee. Could be the worst cup of coffee, and you'll find out in 2 seconds.
That's true.
And that's the way I would frame it to her. I'd say, look, just a cup of coffee. Once you meet me and then size me up, don't judge me on my bad luck that it didn't work out. I'd really like to try this again, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about the Moon Festival. And we don't have to have a Moon Festival to walk in the moonlight. See, I'd be a better dude than you.
You would. Why don't you text her for me, please? That's right. That's perfect. Because that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
get your game on, dude.
I got to get my game on. You're right. But you know what, Giddy? And then the pictures. And I saw what a balloon I am. And I don't look. And I'm not being fair. I'm not being fair.
Well, when
fair
you
to her.
See her, just dress up. Don't wear your t-shirts and stuff. See, everyone looks a little bit off in the t-shirts. Just wear a jacket or something. You know how to make yourself look thinner.
Yeah, I'm gonna wrap myself in cellophane so I could look thinner.
Well, you could buy one of those wraps I see on TV where they said you just wrap yourself and it melts off the sweat. Looks horrible. I've never done that. I don't want to do that.
Where do you get one?
I saw it online. I mean, on TV, they go, you can buy one online. And it basically, you just wrap yourself with some kind of material, and then it profusely sweats.
Yeah.
You know, your sweat, and then you're supposed to lose weight. And then I read about it. I read the reviews because I said, this can't be for real.
Yeah.
And they said, what happens, you just lose a lot of water, unless you do sweat. But most people gain the weight right back.
But will you look okay when you go out? Because I'll wrap myself up and do it. Seriously, I'm a
You know what? You'll
guy.
Probably break out on a rash. You know, that's my fear. If, you know, I wrap myself up, right? And, you know, in whatever material to make myself sweat, I'd probably get little pimples everywhere.
Oh, God. It's worth it. I want to wrap this gut. I got to wrap this gut. I'm telling you.
Well, why don't you just get one of those shapers? Guys have them too. They're like girdles.
Where do you get those things at?
Just look online. Everything's online.
I'm gonna get
right,
a girdle.
Women. Everything's online. Just look it up. I don't actually wear girdles or shapers. Not that I shouldn't. I just make sure that I'm not going to wear something really tight. The reason I don't is because I hate that feeling. I can't stand it. Now my daughters, they'll do it and they look great and they wear those shapers and stuff. I'm like, screw it. No, I don't want that. I want to feel free and normal
and comfortable.
Know?
Yeah.
Right. It's important for me to feel comfortable.
God, I don't
Sorry,
know.
That's me. I wish I felt differently, but you know, I've tried everything, those corsets and stuff. Oh my God. You know, they look good. Yeah. You can't breathe.
Yeah. That's okay.
The only thing that I do is that I usually, you know, this is my secret, everybody. I shouldn't even say this, but I actually put my bra so it, in the back. So I put it, like, I shrink it to one size just so I'm a little thinner because I do not want to move. I don't want to jiggle. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want people to know me for that. That's not how I want to be known. I want the first thing a guy say, oh, you have beautiful eyes. Not like, not even get up that far.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Giddy, you are very gifted. So, and that's a good thing, right?
I'm a gifted writer. Yes, thank you.
Yes,
we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Speaking of gifts, how's your man?
Well, I sent him a text today. I said, so are we on for this week or not? He says, I'll let you know tomorrow, but definitely 100%, if not tomorrow, not Thursday. He said, definitely next week. I don't know. No pressure for me.
Yeah. You're so busy anyway.
Yeah. Plus, I don't want to pressure somebody. What fun
No.
is that, you know?
No. So, Giddy, what else? I mean, we were going to talk. Oh, one movie I wanted to say before. And
Okay.
again, it's a tech kind of movie approach, right? But Her.
Yeah, her.
I love that movie, Her. And if you guys haven't seen that movie, it's about love, but it's about a man who falls in love with his operating system, OS system.
Not his up, yeah,
No.
with the yeah, with his I know what you mean, but it sounds
Yeah.
funny.
So, well, his computer, basically his computer's,
Right, he falls in love with his computer, but
yeah.
it just sounds like when he falls in love with his operating system, it just
Okay,
sounds kind of weird,
I'll
but
say
yeah, I get it.
OS.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he falls in love with her, and it's really beautiful in a way that this person isn't there, but through their interactions,
Right.
they have this really beautiful
So do you think
bond.
you could fall in love with the machine?
God, Katie, that's really, really. I don't think I
All right, how
could.
about this one?
Yeah,
Could
yeah.
you fall in love with a machine, a pet machine?
Just like endearing and love it, like an animal.
Yeah. I
Yeah, I
don't
think
mean,
I could.
I think I could too.
Yeah.
So I could see that maybe that's not so as a far stretch because you know
Oh.
I mean I could oh you're my friend you know
Yeah.
if you were a robot hey I think that we could talk and stuff it might
Yeah.
be fun so I could see how people could cross that line.
Well, and that leads us to the next stuff that I want to talk next week, because this whole cyber mating is getting bigger, bigger, and bigger. And a lot of people are
No,
using
I'm
these.
not going there. I won't
I
go there.
know. I know you won't
But
go
at the
there.
same time, I can see how other people would.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, I don't want to cut myself on some machine.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I mean, when I go to the gynecologist, it's hard enough, let alone, you know,
Well,
let alone when they take those things and they put them in there and you get scraped and
oh
that
God,
stuff. No,
Giddy,
I'm
that
just
is
telling you, you know,
horrible.
I mean, you know, so when I talk to my female doctor and I tell her what it's like, I said it's like being molested by an alien.
God, Giddy. Well, I mean, they have the
Like War of
whole,
the Worlds kind of one.
yeah. But you know what? These cyber
Sorry, folks, for listening to me today.
this whole cyber stuff has dolls and has stuff
But
and equipment and
they're like
toys and
most
stuff.
guys like soft things and stuff
Well,
like
they're
that.
soft. I mean, they're not made out of
Metal.
metals and knives. We want to keep our stuff, but it's and yeah, women don't want to be plastered by a bar, but. Yeah, no, let's leave it there because we have 137 left, and I'm always blabbing.
All right. So this has been Giddy talking disgusting about things. I'm sorry, along with
Lux, the robot lover.
on another episode of Dirty Bathwater Dating After 50. Be careful out there. You never
Yeah.
know what might happen. Might be good or it might be weird.
Yeah, or bad in a bad way. Or in a good way.
Right. All
All
right. Thank you.
right.
Until next time.
Okay, bye bye.
If I could lay down beside you, I would. When nothing really matters, that's all I wanna do. I hope that you are safe and that I will see you soon. If I could lay down beside you, I would. Talk on the phone every night. Love to hear your voice, not sleeping well. And I know that you're right, but you should know it. You've been gone for way too long now. If I could lay down beside you, I would.